Here I am at Bulloch of Spain. It's part of the Fortress of Rhodes. And look, it was in such good nick so many centuries after it was built. And it was sort of abandoned as a fortress really in 1522, unless the Turks reused it after they captured it. And look how wide the moat is there. And people can walk up and down it now. You see just how arid the place is. Okay, admittedly it's high to summer. It's almost as dry in the British Isles right now. There you can see the Aegean on the horizon towards Anatolia. Okay, and you see, get some idea of the scale of the place, how long the walls go on, and it's one of the biggest walled cities in the world at the time. It's a major trade entrepot. But anyway, called Bulloch of Spain because troops from Spain came to man it to prevent the Muslims achieving complete mastery over the Mediterranean. And so this was built from the 1420s onwards, and 1522 was lost to the Ottomans. For a while it was for the Knights of the Tongue of England, as in English-speaking. And there was a place for the Knights of the Tongue of France, as in French-speaking, even though they weren't actually French. Of course, remember in those days, only a minority of people in France spoke French. Also, but other things like Occitan or Niçois, whatever. So there we are. So quite thick walls. And then you'd be hiding behind these crenellations, coming here to shoot your arrows. Look at this lower bit. So it's almost a star-shaped fort. Fire arrows through this arrow slit, so you can see out quite a lot. It was very difficult for them to aim in, because even to get through that gap could easily be hitting one of these sides here. So that's what the battlements are about there. Anyway, so you can see why it's a World Heritage Site, but look, you could easily trip here. This bit is not very well kept, but the walls themselves are incredibly thick and sturdy. So I don't know how the Ottomans managed to get in. Did they breach it by cannon fire? Did they take it by storm? Did they simply hunger them out, as the Germans would say? And there on the horizon, you see these huge cruise ships. One registered in the Bahamas, they've got Arabic script on it. And then there's that other one, the Tui one. Just wonder, can I really zoom in? See what I mean? 10 times zoomed in. And the Tui one there. Right, so that's enough, I think, from Rhodes in Greece.